when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning, this is the morning news for today, Thursday, May 9th for 2024. Here are the headlines. Chief Youth Development Officer John Roach urges the government to support the Personal Development and Leadership Empowerment Initiatives of the Youth Development Division.
The Big Station.
In the sports news, the 767 Sports Club, professional basketballer Marvin John Baptiste expressed zeal the Dominica Amateur Basketball Association and Nature Tours will be hosting a major basketball tournament in August. In other news, Jamaica's Tourism Minister Edmund Barlett says a more robust approach to human resource capital development to safeguard the future of tourism in small island states. And Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. decided to hold back delivery of weapons to Israel because Washington believes a possible Israeli offensive in the Gaza city of Rafah could put civilians at risk. Details coming up next.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on Q.
Addressing at the Youth Development Division's multidisciplinary leadership course graduation ceremony on Wednesday, Chief Youth Development Officer John Roach called upon the government to support the personal development and leadership empowerment programs offered by the division. He emphasized the importance of these initiatives in Dominica's endeavors to create a more resilient nation. Roach highlighted the effectiveness of the division's courses in enhancing leadership skills within communities, particularly during challenging times.
In our efforts to build in a more resilient Dominica, I urge the government to pay more attention to these personal development and leadership empowerment programs of the Youth Development Division, which have proven to build leadership capacity in the communities, especially during times of crisis. For resilience is not only defined by one's physical environment, but more importantly, by one's personal disposition and leadership capacity. I'm also imploring our young aspiring leaders to avoid the iron things leadership and adopt the we need each other leadership. The we need each other leadership is more conducive to building resilience. On behalf of the Ministry of Culture, Youth Sports and Community Development, I extend our gratitude to the tutors and facilitators who collaborated with the staff of the Youth Development Division to impart such knowledge and skills in leadership development to the young men and young women of the Southeast and the Western districts. You have made your contribution to building resilience.
Mr. Roach addressed the graduates, emphasizing that the training has equipped them with fundamental skills
in Dominica.
For carrying out their leadership roles effectively within their respective spaces. He encouraged them to stay committed to their journey of self-improvement. And of course, we do apologize for not bringing you this audio clip by Chief Youth Development Officer John Roach. The United Nations Development Program unveiled its latest Human Development Report for 2023-2024 titled Breaking Gridlock, Reimagining Cooperation in a Polarized World. The report warns of a concerning trend. While the Global Human Development Index is on track to reach new heights in 2024, following significant declines in 2020 and 2021, progress remains uneven and unequal, leaving the poorest countries, that's the poorest nations, behind. The HDR reveals that while affluent countries are experiencing unprecedented levels of human development, half of the world's poorest nations are still struggling to surpass the pre-crisis levels. This disparity excavates global inequalities, compounded by substantial economic concentration. Shockingly, nearly 40% of the global trade in goods is monopolized by just three countries, and in 2021, the market capitalization of the three largest tech companies exceeded the gross domestic product GDP of over 90% of countries. And of course, you can read more on this story on our website. That's www.q95de.com. The General Nursing Council congratulates all students who sat the regional examination for nurse registration, NENR. All candidates with special congratulations to Miss Indy Cian Julian from Salisbury of the All Saints University, who topped the list. Q95 News has confirmed that Dominica scored high in April 2024, the seating of the regional examination for nurse registration, scoring 81.8%. There were a total of 33 students. Miss Indy Cian Julian from Salisbury of All Saints University topped the list of students. And of course, you can read more on this story on our website. That's www.q95de.com. Speaking at the press launch of the Dominica Youth Business Trust EU-funded capacity project and stakeholder engagement exercise on May 8, 2024 at the Brevo Cinema, to foster a supportive network to empower youth towards stronger economic development, project coordinator of the Dominica Youth Business Trust, Philip Rule, explained that the Dominica Youth Business Trust intends to engage with all interested persons as much as possible throughout the duration of this project. Rule says Dominica Youth Business Trust will host its 32nd Small Business Assistant Facility Program beginning in June 2024. And of course, we will bring you this clip by project coordinator of the Dominica Youth Business Trust, Philip Rule, in another newscast. Barbados Youth Business Trust General Manager and Regional Coordinator Mrs. Cardell Ferguson says capacity remains paramount for all the business trust that forms part of the EU-funded project focused on empowering youth and fostering strong economic development. Mrs. Ferguson revealed that the current four-year project, launched on May 8, 2024, brings Dominican entrepreneurs one step closer to sustainability and collaboration. It also focuses on persons age 18 to 35 years. Barbados Youth Business Trust General Manager also calls for reasonable complaints and feedback from selected entrepreneurs of the Dominica Youth Business Trust. However, she emphasizes that if there are any complaints about the process and management of the project, participants can give complaints, but this must be accompanied by a solution or recommendation to the concern. Bernard Etinoff, a general manager of Duasco, addressed concerns raised by Dominican citizens regarding the impending increase in water bills. Many have voiced discontent, citing comparisons with other nations where bills are higher, despite inconsistent water access. Etinoff, however, he underscored the government's substantial investments in water infrastructure aimed at ensuring both security and accessibility for the Dominican people.
Misinformed? Rates are 10 times what we pay. When people say that, you know, our water rates are higher than everywhere else, clearly they are misinformed. I know countries around us that their rates are 10 times what we pay in Dominica. You know, I'm not going to call any countries now our neighbor. We know larger countries not too far from us in the same region that we live, where persons go without water for 7 days on a regular basis. It's 7 days before they see a truck in their area. We don't have those situations in Dominica, you know. We do have some challenge systems. But I'll tell you, the government of Dominica has invested a lot in water over the years to help to alleviate those things. We are upgrading, just completing the upgrade of our major water system, Water Area 1. That is from the Springfield area there, which feeds all the way from Meru to Casa Comfort, at a cost of $33 million. You don't pick those things from trees, you know, you borrow money for those things. $24 million of that is a loan from the CDB. The other $9 million or so is put in by government and the WASCO, all in an effort to ensure that there is less turbidity in the water when it rains, so storage has been increased, the laboratory facilities have been improved. There's a new intake, higher intake, because we are challenged on the higher elevations. You have to go higher up all the time for water, you know. We pump water in certain systems and pay electricity in one particular system, $40,000 a month, a system from which we get about $7,000 a month.
Etinoff further revealed that Duasco is currently facing an annual deficit of approximately $9.9 million. He emphasized that this sum represents the government's crucial investment required to sustain Duasco's operations.
People tell you that we make this profit and so on. What are you going to make the profit from? I don't think he said that. I was at a meeting, a press conference, when he said that. He said, if there is a profit, well, you never know what happens if our population increases, if we can get supplies at lower cost. We could see a small surplus or something. But I can tell you, as of now, our shortfall is about $9.9 million every year. That's what government has to be putting in to keep the WASCO operating. The charges that the water access charge that we're looking at is to help to meet that shortfall. We were hoping that it would meet the full shortfall. From where I sit, I can tell you when we did the calculations, it still appears that we would still have a shortfall probably of $300,000-$400,000. I'm hoping that little things will change and so we could get, you know. There's no concretized nothing. There's no profits. We were told you're not supposed to make a profit, and government has for years now not increasing tariffs because they did not want to increase cost of living burden on the people.
Bernard Etinoff, general manager of Duasco. In sports news, the 767 Sports Club, in collaboration with professional basketballer Marvin John Baptiste, Le Express de Sale, the Dominica Amateur Basketball Association, in Nature Tours, owned by Mr. Jerry Williams, will be hosting a major basketball tournament in August 2024 at the Massac Indoor Basketball Complex in Dominica. Speaking to Q95 News Wednesday evening, head coach of 767 Sports Club, Dunstan Maggie Peters, revealed that some members are currently in Guadeloupe putting on an exhibition game to promote the upcoming tournament in Dominica. Basketball teams from Guadeloupe, St. Lucia, Martinique, and other neighboring islands are participating in qualifying matches set for this weekend in preparation for the Premier Level Basketball Tournament carded for August 2024. In other news, Jamaica's Minister of Tourism, Edmund Barlett, is advocating for a more robust approach to human capital development, emphasizing its crucial role in fortifying the tourism sector's future, particularly for small island nations like Jamaica. Speaking at the New Age of Island Tourism panel during a travel market in Dubai, Barlett highlighted the significance of innovation, agility, and creativity among tourism workers, citing their pivotal role in the sector's resilience and growth post-pandemic. Barlett stressed the heavy reliance of small island states like Jamaica on tourism, underscoring the necessity of investing in human capital development to boost growth and resilience strategies. He emphasized the pivotal role of certified workers in enhancing the country's tourism offerings and economic contributions. And President Joe Biden has opted to delay the delivery of heavy-duty munitions to Israel, as revealed by Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Wednesday. The decision stems from concerns in Washington that a potential Israeli operation in Gaza's Rafah City might endanger civilian lives. Additionally, Austin mentioned that the administration is reassessing certain eminent security assistance shipments to Israel.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Wednesday told the Senate that Washington had paused a shipment of weapons to Israel over that government's plans to carry out an operation in the city of Rafah in the Gaza Strip.
Israel shouldn't launch a major attack in Rafah without accounting for and protecting the civilians that are in that battle space. As we have assessed the situation, We paused one shipment of high payload munitions.
Austin confirmed reports that the U.S. had at least temporarily halted the planned transfer of some 3,500 powerful bombs. It marks the first such delay since the Biden administration offered its, quote, ironclad supports to Israel after Hamas's October 7th attack that killed 1,200 people, according to Israeli tallies. And the pause caught some U.S. lawmakers by surprise.
What is the status of withholding our weaponry that we voted to send to Israel? Are we doing that? Why are we doing that?
That was Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito's question to the Pentagon chief on Wednesday.
Again, you know, our commitment to Israel is ironclad. No, we are currently reviewing some near-term security assistance shipments in the context of the unfolding events in Rafah.
So that answer wasn't acceptable to Republican Lindsey Graham, who denounced what he called American efforts to tell Israel how to wage war.
You're going to tell them how to fight the war and what they can and can't use.
But others disagreed.
In fact, history tells us that the application of overwhelming military force can, in fact, grow terrorist threats, not shrink them.
Democratic Senator Chris Murphy pointed out the militant groups, and Israel could heed American advice on weapons and tactics. And Austin appeared to agree.
What we learned, to your point, key lesson there is that you have to protect the people, the civilians in the battle space. Otherwise, you create more terrorists going forward.
Washington is Israel's closest ally and main weapons supplier.
That's the morning news, and here's a recap of the headlines. Chief Youth Development Officer John Roach urges the government to support the Personal Development and Leadership Empowerment Initiative of the Youth Development Division.
Only on Q95.
In sports news, the 767 Sports Club professional basketballer Marvin John Baptiste, Le Express de Zille, the Dominica Amateur Basketball Association, and Nature Tours will be hosting a major basketball tournament in August. In other news, Jamaica's Tourism Minister Edmund Barlett calls for a more robust approach to human resource capital development to safeguard the future of tourism in small island states.
95, the big station.
And Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. decided to hold back delivery of weapons to Israel because Washington believes a possible Israeli offensive in the Gaza city of Rafah could put civilians at risk. I've been your presenter, Ferdinand Valman.
When it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on Q.